The first case of the Mishnah talking about. The first case is again, a Pesach sheshachtu shvei l'shmoy. You shechted your korban Pesach on Shabbos, shvei l'shmoy, we say yichayim. But my haskinim, ilay nevitoya, if the person is making a mistake, then what? He thinks, like Rashi wants to say, he thinks you're allowed to shech the korban Pesach for shlomim. That's what he thought, but so you made a mistake. Rashi, he thought this korban is really a shlomim. That's what he thought. So he's shechting the korban Pesach now, and he's saying now this should be a shlomim. Why is he saying it's a shlomim? Not because he wants to take off the kedushas Pesach from this. If he would know it's a Pesach, he wouldn't say that. Just he thought this is a shlomim. That's what he's doing. If that's the case, shamat minof, there you have a big raya that akira betoy savi akira, and that's a big machlekes. It means akzadrashi shamat minof midatoni chayiv alma posalu akira betoy. You didn't have in your mind to really take off the Shein Pesach from this korban. Still, have yakiru koike midas. It's as if you do have in mind, and you're saying the korban is possum. That's why you chayiv. That is a svar to say, really this korban is a korban Pesach, and you're shechting it now in Erev Pesach. So really the svar to say the korban is kosher. Ah, you have in mind now, because you think it's a shlomim. That's all. So that's a toish, you're making a mistake. That's not called an akira. You want to tell me no? Still it's called an akira, therefore it's considered this korban Pesach is posel for Pesach, that's why you chayiv. So we're saying that's a tremendous chiddush, because it's a machlokes in Gemara Menachos. And we hold not like that, that akira b'toyes is not called an akira. So Gemara says, no, elo boiker. Avad, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the person knows that it's a korban Pesach, and he has in mind to be oikir, to take off the Shein Pesach, to shechtel the Shein Shlomim. That's what he has in mind to do. And it's like Rashi says, the person thought you're allowed to do it. He thought you're allowed to take a korban Pesach and shechtel the Shein Shlomim. That's what he thought. And still that here you're chayiv, because lamaisi you're not allowed to do it, and it's not called a mitzvah, it's called an aveira, because the korban Pesach is possible. But b'zoyayim the sefer, what does the sefer of the Mishnah say? B'shar kol azvach and any other korbanos sheshochton l'shem Pesach. If you shechtel the korban Shlomim l'shem a korban Pesach, it depends. In einam ruyim, if it's a bokor, or it's 2 years old, or in a kever, that's not roy for korban Pesach, then chayiv. Then pshit yichayiv. Because you can't say you're toyiv b'dvar mitzvah. Because you know clearly you can't bring in a kever for a korban Pesach. What about in ruyim hein? What about if it's a male lamb that's only 1 year old, even though it's a shlamim, but really it could have been a korban Pesach? Then we say Rab Lezer mechayiv, Rab Lezer says yichayiv b'chatis, Rab Yeshua poiter. Now, the boiker, if we're talking about now, you have in mind to be accurate from a korban shlomim to a korban Pesach. In other words, you know what it is. You know really it's a korban shlomim, but you're taking it with your das to say, I want it to become a korban Pesach. But b'zoy itshver, mali ruyin, mali shena ruyin. What's the difference whether it could have been a korban Pesach or not a korban Pesach? Even if it's a lamb, 1 year old and a male, but we're talking about now, you're telling me now that the person knows it's a korban shlomim. Even though he knows it's a shlomim, he wants to do it the Shein Pesach. So l'chur, that's not called toyev advar mitzvah. He knows clearly it's a korban shlomim, and you can't make a shlomim for korban Pesach. So why did the Yeshua say you put it in? Eli, you have to say pshita b'toya. Avada, the safest story where we made a mistake. In other words, he thinks this lamb is a korban Pesach. That's what he thinks it is, and he's bringing it down there for Pesach because he really thinks he's doing a mitzvah. And the way he thinks, if he would do it that way, it would be a mitzvah. Just he's making a mistake. He forgot that this is a korban shlomim. He thinks it's a korban Pesach. So really what he's doing is what you're supposed to do. He thinks it's a korban Pesach, and if it would have been, you'd be allowed to do that. That's why Yeshua holds your potter. The Reish is talking about, well, you know what you're doing. You know it's a korban Pesach, and you have a mind to do a korban shlomim out of it. The Sefer B'Toyim, and the Sefer is telling me, no, he doesn't know what it is. He thinks it's a korban Pesach, but really it's a korban shlomim. Om ravavin enachnami in. Yes, that's what you have to say. Pshat now mishnah. I'll tell you, reisha boiker. The reisha the mishnah is talking about where he was oiker, where he knew exactly what it was. He knew clearly it was a korban Pesach, and still he has in mind to do with the shem shlomim that you're not allowed to do, and that's not called you doing a mitzvah. Yeah, yichayiv. The seifam b'toya. The seif is talking about no. He thinks this lamb is a korban Pesach. And he's bringing it down because he thinks you're allowed to do it. So that's called the Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, you put it from Mechatis. So the Gemara asked Chay Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef or Bavua. There they call you the he was sitting in a big amount of people. Rashi says the Chabura Gedolim Yoid. He was among a lot of people. Be'aluch say the inshi, a lot of people. Omalei. So Rabbi Yosef asked him, Masnis and Mai, how do you learn Shana al Mishnah here? Omalei answers back, Enechanami. I know your question, and the parents is, Rei Shebeker, the beginning of the Mishnah says the Yechayim is talking about the person knows it's a carbon Pesach, and he's shechting the Bekavona L'shem Shlomim. So that's talking Aveiro on the Yechayim. The Seifa says, Yepatzu Koron to Rabbi Yeshua B'toya, where the person made a mistake, that he thought this lamb is a carbon Pesach. That's why he's shechting it today. But really it's a carbon Shlomim. So Rabbi Yeshua owes a swear Yepatzu from the Chattis. That's called you're making a mistake in the mitzvah, and according to your mistake, you're allowed to do it, so then you're potter from Mechatis. So the Maratoni Minehi heard it over, Avoyim Zimna, 40 times. Vidomele command the mancha b'kisei. Then it's called, like we say, he has in his pocket. As we learn something 40 times, that's called you know it. After that, then he is able to say, he knows Pshan the Mishnah. I'm asking, before he heard it 40 times, he was still in doubt, is that really Pshan the Mishnah, is it not? He wasn't for sure. After 40 times, then he says, oh, now I got it in my pocket. Tanan, we learn. It says in our Mishnah, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Ma Rim Pesach. Rebbe Lezer is the Kashas to Yeshua. Ma Bech Korvim Pesach. Shemut Yelishmoi, Yolara Shechtet Lishem Pesach. Kishashin Yeshemai Chayiv, when you take the Korvim Pesach and Shechtet Lishem Shlomim, Yechayiv on Shabbos, or Bezay Zvachim, a regular Korvim Shlomim. Shein Asurim Lishmon, if you Shechtet Shlomim and you know it's a Shlomim on Shabbos, treat it also. Or Bezay Yurev Yeshua, Kishashina Shmon, Ainav Din Shechayiv. That was Rebbe Lezer's Kasha. When you change around now this Korban Shlomim and do the same Korban Pesach, how could you say a potter? For sure you should be Chayiv. That was Rebbe Lezer's Kasha. Now, if you want to tell me now, Holeidomi the Reisha. If you want to tell me that the Seif is talking about we make some mistake, and the Reisha is talking about the Kavonon, what is Kasha then? Holeidomi the Reisha Boiker. The Reisha, the reason why they're Yechayiv, because you know what you're doing. You know clearly you're telling me now it's a Korban Pesach, and you're shechting with Kavod and Hashem Shlomim, that's why you're chayiv. Or the disciple, when does Rabbi Yeshua say a potter? B'toya. The person made a mistake. The person thought, what kind of a Korban do I have here? A Korban Pesach. That's what he thought. So he thought he's doing something you're allowed to do. So that's why you potter according to Yeshua. So how could Rabbi Lezi ask the Kasha back to Yeshua? Now the Gemara in the Chanami, Rabbi Lezi take loy shoni lei. Rabbi Lezi doesn't make a difference whether it's Bakavon or Batoya. Rabbi Yeshua, the Shonilei, the Kasha of the Korban to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't make a difference. Lishn Lehochi, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer back this? And the Gemara Hochi Kamalei, this is what Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Lezer. Lividi, according to me, Leidomi Reisha, there's no Kasha yes and altogether. Because Reisha was Baker, there it's talking about what a guy has in mind willingly to change the Korban Pesach into a Shlomim, then Yechayiv, the Sefer Batoya. The Sefer, the reason why you say a potter in the Sefer is because the person made a mistake. He thought what he's shechting now is a Pesach, even though really it's a Shlomim, but since he thinks it's a Pesach, he thinks he's doing the right thing, and according to his Machshav, he's allowed to do it. That's called the Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, that's when they hold your potter. That's what the Yeshua himself holds. But he wants to answer, even according to you, Rebbe Lezer, that you say no, there's no difference between Toya and Akira. Loyim amatim Pesach, I still can answer you. You know why Korban Pesach Yechayiv Shashin Eshmoi Ledover Oser? Because the Reisha is talking about you taking your Korban Pesach and you shechting L'shem Shlomim, which is also to do on Shabbos. So you have no right to do the Shlomim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shech the Shlomim on Shabbos. So what are you doing it for? You're shechting this Korban Pesach L'shem Shlomim, now it's Oser. To Yom HaBizvochim HaShenka, when you shech the Korban Shlomim, Shashin Eshmoim L'dov Ramutor, that you're changing it around now, L'shem Korban Pesach, that you are allowed to be in Korban Pesach today, maybe that's better. That's why Yeshua answered this back, Rabbi Yeshua. But he only answered Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. But according to him, there's a portion of Teretz. I'm only Mata when the person's making a mistake, and the person Mamish thinks that this is a Shlomim. It is a Korban Pesach. That's why it's Mutter. Omel Baita the Mishnah says, Omel Rebbe Lezer, Emurei Tzibu Yochicha, I bring your Raya from a regular Shabbos. When you bring the Musve Shabbos, if somebody makes a mistake and thinks his Korban is a Musaf, he's Chayiv. Shein Mutar L'Shmon, if you shech the Musaf L'Shmon, it's Mutar. V'yashoichet L'Shmon Chayiv, if somebody takes the Korban Shlomim and shech it on Shabbos, L'Shein or Musve Shabbos, he's Chayiv. So you see, you don't say he's making a mistake, he thinks he's doing a L'Shein Mitzvah. Omalei Yabishua, Bishua answered back, there's no Kashem. Lo, you mamata bimu, you know why a person that's doing it on Shabbos,
L'shem Musrei Shabbos Yitzchayiv Shekein Yesh Tam Titzvon. Because how many Misafim do we bring on Shabbos? We only bring two Misafim, that's all. So you can't make a mistake and think, ah, I'm wasting doing the Mitzvah. There's only two to do and that's all. So Yom HaPesach V'Hashekel and Erev Pesach Shein Lo Titzvon. There's no limit to how many Misafim you can bring. You can bring thousands of them. So since you can bring thousands of them, the svar is your mamish being oisik in bringing a korban Pesach. So there we can understand why you made a mistake. We can understand it. Since the whole day is on your mind, I have to bring korban Pesach today, korban Pesach, korban Pesach. So we can understand why the guy made a mistake. And he saw another lamb here, that he thought that lamb was a korban Pesach, even though really it's only a shlamim. But we can understand why he made a mistake. Because he can make a mistake because you do bring a lot of Pesachim today. That's on your mind. Mashenkin on Shabbos, that you only bring two Musafim, you don't make mistakes about that. You should have known. Was the Musaf brought here? You can't bring another carbon. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me now? The Chalek of these like kids, for whenever there's a sum, there's an amount, how many you do, Mechayiv Yeshua. That's not called the Toya. That's called you should have known, and you Mechayiv if you do it on Shabbos. For the Moriah Avakasha now. For Rei Tinoikis, there's a case where two kids that have to have the Mila on Shabbos. Or you have two, the Moriah has two kids in front of him to make the Bris Mila on. The Yeshlan Kitzvah. He only has two kids in front of him to make the Bris Mila on. Ismail was invited to make two different Brisim. That's all. Utsanam, we learned like this. Mishayaloi Shnei Tinoikis. A person, a Moyel, has two Brisim to make. Two different kids to make the Bris Mila on. Echad Lamoyloi Achra Shabbos. One kid was born on Sunday. Therefore, the Bris Mila is supposed to be the next Sunday. They called him up in the middle of the week. Hesachsi, on Sunday, come make a Bris Mila. V'yechad Lamoyloi B'Shabbos. In the same house, another kid was born, and that kid was born on Shabbos. So a kid to the same world has his two jobs. He has a job to make a Bris Mila on Shabbos, and a job to make a Bris Mila on Sunday. V'shtokach, the Moyel made a mistake now. U'moyel eshal achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. He made a mistake, and he made the Bris Mila on Sunday's baby on Shabbos. He is a locha chayiv. In such a case, he's chayiv, because it's not called to do the mitzvah. Because he made the Mila now on the seventh day. The seventh day there's no mitzvah at all, therefore he's chayiv chatis. Mashenkin, ech the other case. What about echad l'moyle b'er Shabbos? One baby was born on Friday. The echad l'mo b'Shabbos. And one baby was born on Shabbos. And for some mistake on the Friday, the next Friday, he didn't make the Bris Mila. So it came Shabbos now. There were two babies there to make the Bris Mila run. The shachach the moyle made a mistake. Or moyle eshal era Shabbos b'Shabbos. He made the Bris Mila on Shabbos on the Friday's baby. So the Maisa, he did do a mitzvah. It's called the Mila Shloi Bismanu. It's the ninth day. If you make a Mila on the ninth day, you make the mitzvah. But this Mila is not doing a Shabbos. So what's the locha? Rebbe Lezer Mechayiv Chatis. Rebbe says, no, you're still Chayiv Chatis. Because you have no right to be doing a Shabbos. A Mila Shloi Bismanu is not doing a Shabbos. You have no right to do it, you're Chayiv Chatis. Rebbe Yeshua Poyter. Yeshua says, no, he's Poyter. Because it's called the Toyi B'Tva Mitzvah. Because Lamaisa, there's one baby here that you're supposed to make a Bris Mila on Shabbos. So this person is thinking about doing the Mila on Shabbos, and he is allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos. Just he made a mistake and did it on the wrong baby. So that's called, he's a Toyi B'Tva Mitzvah. The kasher is, but how many babies are there? Only two. So there are only two babies. Why is he potter? He shouldn't be called a Toyi. It's not like a Korban Pesach. The whole day you think about you have thousands of Pesachim to bring. Here there's only two babies. So it should be doing it to Murei Tzibur. And there Yeshua says, Yechayiv. Amiravami, Hokel Mayaskin is going. Sheh Kodam Umoyal Eshel Eras Shabbos B'Shabbos. We're talking about now where he made a mistake and he didn't make the Bris Mila on the baby that's supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos. So Tiika Hach the Shabbos the Torah Bein. We're talking about now, like I said before, that he forgot to make the Mila on Friday. For some reason, he didn't make the Mila on Friday. So to come Shabbos now, there are two babies in front of him. And Lamaisa, one baby, has the chiyuv to have the Bris Mila today. So that's called he's torrid, he's worrying about doing that mitzvah. And now, he does the mitzvah, that's why he's part of the Kohen Yeshua. Because there's a baby to be done today on Shabbos, so even though there's only one baby, but since there is a Mila to make today, he's decided thinking about that Mila. So even though now he made a mistake and took the wrong kid, the kid that was born on Friday, but Lamaisa is called he's torrid but about mitzvah, and he's doing a mitzvah, therefore he's part of. Mashenki, what's the case of a Murei Shabbos, a Murei Tzibur? Hoch goin shekodem v'shachtin le Murei Tzibur, Bereisha. We're talking about the case that the Bezdin, they brought the Korban Tzibur ready Shabbos morning. They brought it ready to Musafim. And later somebody shechts another Korban l'shem Musafim. That's when you chayiv.
Because there, you're not Torah. There's no more Kabonis to bring. You weren't allowed to bring it today. So even though the person made a mistake and he thought he's allowed to bring it, that's when you chayav according to Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Afa Shrech, L'Shem Emurei Tziva Potter. He also know, even if on Shabbos, you shech your Korb Mishlamim, and you made a mistake, you thought it's L'Shem, the Tziva, it's L'Shem, the Musvei Shabbos, still you potter. And Rabbi Meir says, Afa Gav, the Kozim Shechtin, L'Murei Tziva Bresha. Even though in a case where they already shechted the Musvei Shabbos, there's no more Kavanas to bring, still Reb Meir says Yichai, you put him. So Reb Meir is saying a big chiddush to Rabbi Yeshua. Even in a case where you toye b'dvar mitzvah and there's no mitzvah to be done, there's no kitzvah, there is a kitzvah, still you put him according to Reb Meir. For the Mar Kasha, for Atanya, Rabbi Chiya Amr Reb Meir. Rabbi Chiya said over the name of Reb Meir like this. Now Reb Meir holds, Lo nech l'ku Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. There's no machlokes Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua in a case where you made the meal on Shabbos. Al shehoyuloi shnei tinoikis, where a moyel had two babies to make the bris milah on, and the case was echad lama b'er Shabbos. One baby was a Friday baby. The echad lama b'Shabbos, one was a Shabbos baby. The shochach umol leshaler Shabbos a Shabbos. That for some reason he didn't make the meal on Friday, it was pushed off, and now on Shabbos there are two babies there. And if you shech the Friday baby on Shabbos, the chayiv. Reb Meir said according to both of them, you chayiv. Now man nechluko, where is the machlekes that Yeshua says you potter? I'll show you the other case. I'll show you Shnei Tinoikis, where the male had two babies to make the bris milah on. I'll tell you Echad lo molach Shabbos. One was a Sunday baby. The Echad lo molach Shabbos. One was a Shabbos baby. The Shochach umoil es shal acher haShabbos to Shabbos. And it came now on Shabbos. He made a mistake and he made the milah on the Sunday baby, which the mice is not called doing a mitzvah at all, because today for that baby it's only the seventh day. He was born on Sunday, and you're making the milah on Shabbos, it's mamish not even mekayim the mitzvah. It's mamish leib zman, it's bekoydim zman. Here, Reb Meir says it's a machlokes. The Reb Lezer mechayiv, Reb Lezer says yechayiv, you didn't do any mitzvah, you did an aver, you made a chatichas basar, you over in Issa, you oikid dove migdulay, yechayiv for making the chaticha on Shabbos. Reb Yeshua poter, Reb Yeshua says yepoter. This is the kasha. How could Reb Meir say in the first case yechayiv, I Reb Meir says by musvei Shabbos yepoter? So first of all, the Gemara of the Kasha doesn't make any sense here. But Tizbur is not a slur what you're saying. It's just the opposite it should be. Ma hosen, ma duch in the second case. The loyavet mitzvah. The second case is, you made the milah on the Sunday's baby on Shabbos. But you made a mistake and you made the milah on Shabbos on the seventh day. So did you do a mitzvah? No. But ma hosen, the second case, the loyavet mitzvah. You did not do any mitzvah because it's too early. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says, Potter Rabbi Yeshua, how could Reb Meir say in the first case Yechayiv? Or Bezoi Heicha, the Kovid mitzvah in the first case where you have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and you made a mistake on Shabbos and you made the milah on the Friday baby, that here you're doing a mitzvah. L'maik, it's the ninth day, there's a mitzvah. How could you say Yechayiv? How could that be? It's a stira. And the Gemara Amri, the very Abiyane, Reish Shatei is like this. Reish Shekogoyin Shekoda Momoil Shal Shabbos Bera Shabbos. The Reish is talking about that there was a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. That on Friday they made a mistake and made the milah on the wrong kid. He made the Shabbos' baby on Friday made the milah. So now when it comes on Shabbos, how many babies are left over? Just one baby. This baby is a Friday baby. That's not Deicha Shabbos. So now on Shabbos there are no brisim in front of him. That should be Deicha Shabbos. So therefore he's not called Torah but by mitzvah. That's why he's chayiv. He has no babies now that he's allowed to do on Shabbos. Because